listening to my message. So, and thank you all for being here so early. And let's just see who comes, and we won't tease them, right? We won't tease them when they think they're early and they get here while we're leaving. So this month is all based on Deepak Chopra's book, Peace is the Way. And today's message is called The Way of Peace, The Way of Peace. And The Way of Peace is all about consciousness. It's all about us. It's about what we think, what we say, what we believe, what feelings we have. It's about consciousness. And so the way of peace depends on you, it depends on me. Nothing outside ourselves. And can one person make a difference? Absolutely. One person can make a difference by choosing the way of peace, by choosing to live a life that is peaceful and nonviolent. I was watching Deepak Chopra being interviewed by Oprah, and she said, well, do you ever feel resistance? They were talking about when people criticize you. And in the beginning, everybody criticized. He got a lot of criticism. These days, not so much. He's written hundreds of books, not just dozens of books, hundreds of books. The guy is so prolific. It's just amazing. And he always has something really, really profound to say. Really profound to say in every single one of his books. So she said, do you ever get angry? And he thought a moment and he said, no, I don't. She said, how do you do that? He said, I observe myself. I notice myself. I've spent years training myself to notice, and I do not react. I respond. I choose. That's what we teach here. That's what our job is to do, is to choose, not to react, but to choose from a place of equilibrium. She said, well, do you ever have disagreements? And he said, I have not had an argument for 35 years. Now, how many of us could say, I haven't had an argument this week? Okay, so I haven't, you know, it's like, while we're practicing peace, let's practice this. Let's practice. Can we still communicate ideas that differ from the people around us without arguing? Yes, we can. Of course we can. For us to be unique and individuals, then, yeah, let's have our ideas. Let's expand our ideas by listening to other people. Let's move into that place of peace where nothing troubles us, that we're really like water flowing, and that we're in the flow of life. They did this interview in India, and Oprah was saying that his assistant told her assistants, go with the flow in India. Go with the flow. The flow is going to be way faster paced, probably. Just go with the flow. Don't try to go with a different flow. What a great advice. Go with the flow. He also said something I thought was really interesting. I don't think it applies to Patty Mercado, but the rest of us can think about it. He said, and that's because she's always moving, but he said, take it easy. Go slow. If you don't want to age, go slowly. Take your time. The more you hurry, the more you speed up your internal engines, which will cause you to age faster. Go slowly. Go peacefully. So go peacefully, go slowly. Be one with this life. He said that there are three tools we can, first of all, immerse ourselves in terms of the way of peace. And there are three Sanskrit words. You don't have to remember the words, but the meanings are important. The first one is seva. Seva is the practice of serving, of being in service, of giving to others. Not your money, your gifts of attention. Seva. The second one is simran. And simran is the idea of having a vision. Do you have a vision for peace in your life? Do you have an idea of what your life would look like if it was filled with peace? Do you have an idea what the world would look like if it was at peace? So having the vision is the second one. And then the third one is Sangha. That is what this is, a community, a place to practice, a place to be with like-minded people, all on the same wavelength, practicing in our own ways the ideas of peace, the ideas of peace. So here we are. We're in this community, and we can support one another by sharing with each other what's going on for us and how we could better apply these ideas to our lives. So stay afterwards. So stay afterwards for conscious connections and connect. Share with each other what's going on for you, where it's difficult for you to stay in peace. All of us have our own, they used to call them buttons. We have our own buttons that people push, and you know what? Those buttons didn't come when we were born. We didn't have any buttons at birth. A belly button, maybe, but we didn't have any. We weren't reactive. We learned to be reactive. We learned to allow certain things to trigger us, certain ideas or certain ways of being or certain tones of voices to needle us, to get to us. And we can let that go. We can choose peace. This very moment, you can choose peace. This very moment. So in this, there's a chapter that's actually called The Way of Peace, and most of these ideas are from there, and by all means, get the book, read the book, or however you want to apply these ideas. He says it's all about consciousness, and he reminds us that the first thing about consciousness is the ideas that we are thinking about. What are the ideas we're thinking about? What are we contemplating? What are we contemplating? Then what are we talking about? Because if we talk about conflict, what we're putting all our attention on the conflict and none of it on the peace. So it's about learning to put our attention on what we do want, not on what we want to avoid. And for some of us, that takes a lot of discipline because we're very used to putting our attention on what's wrong, what's going on that we'd like to change. So, and then he talks about intention. We talk about this all the time, don't we? Intention. What is your intention? Do you have a clear intention that goes along with your vision, an intention that you can speak? My intention is to be peaceful at all times. My intention is to bring a greater sense of peace to myself and my world. What is your intention? What is your intention? Have you spoken it out loud? Because what happens is when you don't get clear on your intention, then you're subject to all of the race consciousness around you. And it's kind of like being a cork in the ocean just bobbing along, going with the currents that are not of your making. So you can either go with your intention or be drifting along. Sometimes you'll be drifting to fair places and sometimes to foul places. It's not good or bad. It's just all of that stuff is in the race consciousness. But we can change our course by having a clear idea of it and speaking it aloud. What is our intention? What is our intention? To have a vision of a world that is filled with peace can't come unless we have a vision of ourselves peaceful, free from any disturbance, any inner disturbance. Do you think it's possible? So what will it take? What will it take? What will it take to live this week completely at peace? Completely at peace. Someone calls you and says, You'll never guess what blah, blah, blah happened. Can you still be at peace? Someone gives you a diagnosis. Can you be at peace? Of course you can. Will you be? Will you choose peace rather than to be upset? Rather than to go with fear, which is the world's default, will you go with peace, which is God's default? Will you allow the presence of God to fill you with peace of mind and well-being? I know you can. I know you can. I was reading on the internet last night that the first decade of this century was supposed to be the decade of nonviolence. I think we kind of blew it. I think we should try for a century and maybe we'd get a decade in there because we really weren't all that peaceful from 2001 to 2010. But it doesn't happen by someone out there. It does not happen. That isn't how peace happens. If we all commit to it, then we're a torch of light, of well-being, of peace. And the more people that commit to it, the more there will, more peace there will be. The more we say, I can't buck the system, it's too much because they are going to decide for me, the more we allow life to go on the way it is. You know, the power is in you. You already have the power. You have the power to choose peace. You have the power to freely set your clear intention about your life. And if you think that your life doesn't make a difference, you're wrong. Your life makes a difference. Your life makes a difference. There's a story that I read last night, too, and I'm not going to tell the whole thing. It's actually a children's story, and I don't know if it's been published or if it's just on the internet, but it's a beautiful story about the animals and the birds all got together because the air was so polluted and the water was so polluted. And they got together and they said, they don't speak our language. We can sing to them, we can talk to them, but they don't understand us. They, the human beings, don't understand us. The animals that really want this world to be beautiful and the air to be clean and the water to be pure. What can we do? And they thought and thought, and they talked a long time, and the sunflower said, if there were more of me, more of me, more flowers, sunflowers for peace, if the whole world had a sunflower, it would be reminded to grow straight, tall, and strong, to give beauty, to give color, to give meaning. Perhaps people, when they look at the sunflower, they would be reminded to put down their weapons of war and choose peace. So the bird took the seeds and scattered sunflower seeds all over the world. And in the storybook, and then there was peace. Well, we are that sunflower. We are that sunflower. We're the ones that can, by our consciousness, make a difference. By choosing the positive, choosing well-being, choosing life. Choosing life. Okay. So, this community can help you. After Sunday service, we always have discussions, which are really good because then you can set your intention. And when other people know what your intention is, when you've said it aloud, you give it power. If you think it, here's the thing, even though that is very powerful, it's so easy to let your mind move to off course. To go off course. It's very easy. But if you have someone to support you because they're knowing for you that well-being, then it's easier and it's much more likely to happen. Okay, so Chopra has practices for peace, daily practices, and I... So Mary, if you can put that up. Okay, so being for peace. Let's see if my... Okay, oops, went too fast. So the first one is Sunday. And on Sunday, if you were just to meditate for 5 minutes, our meditation was 15 minutes this morning, but if you were just to meditate for 5 minutes on Sunday about peace, and if you would just keep in mind, and I did it this morning, life, love, laughter, peace, and let those words float in you. You know, when you think of the word laughter, your whole being lightens up. And if you meditated for peace, just 5 minutes, contemplating those words, you are sending out vibrations of peace into the world. So Sunday, we're going to meditate. When you get home, do another meditation. 5 minutes is all. Monday, think about peace. And Pam's wonderful affirmation that we repeated before comes from an old Buddhist prayer, and it's simply, may I be loving, peaceful, happy. May my friends and family be loving, peaceful, happy. May my perceived enemies be loving, peaceful, happy. May the whole world be loving, peaceful, happy. And if you just thought about that for a few moments every Monday, thought about, what if everyone were loving, peaceful, and happy? What a lovely world it would be to know how safe it is. Tuesday, the feelings of peace. So the feelings of peace are the feelings of joy, of well-being, of connectedness, of oneness, the feelings of peace. So if you think about when you know you're loved, when you know you're loved, when someone who loves you very much has their arms around you physically or mentally or emotionally, and you know you are loved, that feeling, oh, Tuesday is really a cute way of spelling it. And I'm peaceful about that, and I'm also very joyful. Yeah. You know, and I might do it on all of the days of the week, but I don't know. Okay, Wednesday, speak for peace. Speak for peace. Tell someone your beliefs. Speak for it. I'm choosing a world that works for everyone. I'm choosing to be responsive, not reactive. I'm choosing to be that sunflower. They might not get that, but that's all right. Okay, so Wednesday, speak for peace. Thursday, act for peace. What would an action of peace be? Come on, what would it?
Let somebody in when you're driving.
Okay, yeah, let someone in. Let someone in. Do
someone. Phone someone,
exactly. Phone someone and tell them hello. Tell them I love you. So an action for peace is a doing. It's exactly that. That might be as simple as be considerate when you're driving and know that those other people deserve to be in your lane too. Or it might be really an action where you do something for someone else. An act of kindness. You write a note. You make a phone call. You go and visit someone. Do something nice for a child or an elderly person. Okay, an act for peace. Friday, creating peace. So, you know, we're creative beings. That's what we are. That's what we are. When we have an idea, we will be guided with everything we need to put that idea into form. So what kind of ideas could you come up with that could create peace in your life?
Be grateful.
Gratitude is a wonderful one. Be grateful. Be grateful. Set an example.
You can't, you know, just go around talking about peace.
No.
When the enemies of peace and love and joy, everything you're talking about, they're out there. If you isolate yourself, that's not what God wants us to do. He wants us to get involved.
Absolutely.
With people who need love.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to repeat it because it's being recorded, and it's a very good point. So it's being modeling the peace ideas over time. God wants us to be creative wants us to show that we are loving and to not allow the people who have ideas opposite from ours to stop us from being who we are, from being loving, from being peaceful, to not let the enemies of peace get in the road. Very good point. So create peace. And then Saturday, share. Share whatever you came up with on Friday, share that with someone. Share those ideas with someone. Share this practice with someone, this whole practice of the whole week. Share it with someone. And like a ripple, it grows. It grows. So I think about the times in my life that I've been unpeaceful. And most of the times, it's because I had an idea that I was embarrassed or ashamed, or I felt that I hadn't acted in the way that I set myself up to be. And that's a very damaging way to live life. Like Chopra, the better way to live your life is to notice. Notice what gets to you. And if something is getting to you, to make a choice for peace, a choice for response, a choice for loving kindness, a choice to see the people around you as also expressions of the divine and also worthy of love and respect. So Saturday, sharing for peace. So, is there a place in your life where you can put these practices into, you can put these ideas into practice, where you can say, you know, she's right. If it's to be, I need to change. I'm the only one that can change me. No one else can do that. I'm the only one that can make a decision for peace in my life. And the stronger we are in terms of our conscious awareness, in terms of our consciousness, the more flow we have in our lives, the more we flow with God's love. So let's just practice for a moment. Take a moment and think of a situation, either past or present, that has been difficult. And Diane, we're going to start the prayer after this, so we'll I'll tell you when to go into your music, because we just want them to get. Okay. Bring that fully to mind. And whatever the feelings are within you, whatever the feelings were within you, let them just be whatever they were. And now imagine that instead of responding the way you did, instead of the feeling of anxiety or fear or anger or outrage, that you stayed calm and centered, you weren't just pretending, you were really calm. Your whole being was filled with peace. The peace that Jesus talked about. And feel that energy just sliding away, going away, moving out. And know that peace, the peace that passes understanding, is your inherent nature. It's your God nature. And to choose it and to let that peace right now fill your whole body, your body, mind, and spirit, your essence. Let it be filled with that feeling of well-being, of peace of mind. And as you listen to the words, the lyrics of this song, go deeper into that peaceful place, and I'll anchor us with prayer.
I am opening to your love.
letting those words deeply, deeply penetrate consciousness. I speak this word for each one of us, and this is what I know. I know that the power, the presence, the spirit of the divine is right here in this very room. It is in and through and as each one of us. It is in me, in each one. It is the way of peace. It is the way of love. It is the way of harmony and truth. And I know that peace moves through my life and each one's life as abundance, as good friendships, great relationships, as divine love. I know that it moves through my life as a healing power, physically, mentally, emotionally, for the wholeness of God is love. And I know that it is everywhere present. It is that creative process that is in and through it as all. I give great thanks for this. I know that this healing word has touched each one deeply. Peace is the answer. Peace is the call. And then relaxing into that deep peace. Help me anchor this in mind by saying with me, and so it is.